This is TWiT.
Now, we love our gadgets. If there's one thing that we've learned throughout the last couple of years, is that we are addicted to things that run on power. The world runs on batteries. We couldn't have our mobile revolution without them. Our phones, our laptops, our gizmos, our gadgets, even the data centers that run the servers and switches that make the internet possible, well, they all have a voracious appetite for batteries because they need power. Now, there are many people who don't remember a time before batteries were everywhere, a time where you expected to sometimes have no power because, well, the power would go out in your neighborhood, and I think those times are gone. Batteries have indeed changed the world in which we live. But the question is, what happens when your batteries start to die? I don't mean when they run out of charge, because we all know that we could recharge our batteries. I mean, what happens when your batteries don't hold a charge, when they no longer give your gizmo, your gadget, your phone, your laptop, your whatever, the power that it needs? Well, we've all become very, very well accustomed with this. It's normally when you have to change out your iPhone or non-battery replaceable device, or it's when you have to find that new hard-to-find battery pack for a laptop that was made 7, 6, 5 years ago even. It's a phenomenon that happens because as batteries age, as they cycle through, as they recharge time and time again, they can no longer hold the same capacity that they did when they were brand new. And so we, being a gadget-conscious society, decide to replace them. But what happens to those batteries? We throw them away. They become our e-waste. They become a piece of refuse, a dangerous piece of refuse to the world. But maybe they don't have to. Some researchers for IBM took a look at the problem and realized that, well, these batteries aren't as useless as we think they are. These researchers looked at a sample of discarded batteries, and what they found was that more than 70% of them had enough remaining capacity to keep an LED light array powered for at least 4 hours every day. Now, not only that, but because lighting an LED is much less demanding than keeping a laptop or phone powered, these cells can last for years being power cycled each day. Now, power levels that would be useless for our mobile tech is actually perfect for bringing light to places where the power grid is less than dependable. So these researchers created something that they're calling the Urjar. I'm sure it has some sort of cool pronunciation. I'm not doing it. Essentially a box that combines some circuitry, a charging a gizmo, a couple of converters and boosters, along with some refurbished batteries. And what these Urjar chargers will allow you to do is to connect it to the main so that you can slurp power while you do have main power, and then convert that into usable electrical light or power for a mobile device. Now, this sounds simple. In fact, this idea has been tried before, but normally it's been tried with solar cells. And solar cells are far more expensive and far more logistically difficult to deploy. This is using an existing resource, which is an unstable power grid, in order to provide life-giving power. And trust me, power really does change the way that people live. When you can have light after the sun has gone down, when you can dependently charge your mobile devices, even though you don't have a power grid, when you can make sure that you can stay connected, even when you're living in squalor, it changes the way that you view the world. And who knows? Maybe our e-waste will become the light to those who live in darkness.